Madmar's Notebook for August 26th, Dog Days of Podcasting. Yesterday, I went to see the new Sin City movie. Luckily, I'm staying at the Orleans in Vegas, and they have a full movie theater inside the hotel. And as luck would have it, I was the only person in the theater for that showing. It's kind of slow on Mondays, I've noticed. Boy, I think there may have only been like 4 or 5 people in the entire, theater complex in there when I went, not just in the movie I was in, but maybe total, the people manning the concession stand and even the box office were kind of bored. I guess they're kind of used to having slow days in the middle of the week, considering everybody in the hotel is more or less at the casino or something. Even the bowling alley here had more people in it than I think the theaters did. Part of it must be because it's the theater pricing is still standard, I guess. You could say it was like the version I went into was a real 3D, and it went for $15, the ticket. So that could be one thing. But Sin City itself, that series has a special place for me because Mad Marv was, I took the name Mad Marv because of the main character from Sin City. And I don't know if I ever mentioned this on another podcast, but I took the name Marv because of the character from Sin City way back in college when I was playing certain, what mud was it? I know one of my friends, they're all learning to become programmers, or they were programmers just still in school. And this is back in the early, mid-90s, I guess, back before broadband, when MUDs were really the thing, not the MMOs. It was all text-based, no graphics. And I'm trying to remember the name of this particular MUD that they created. And there was nothing, I don't want to say nothing special. There was nothing branded about it, like the way World of Warcraft is. It was all generic character classes, kind of like D&D with a few customizations. And because my friends were running it off of university hardware without the university knowing about it, interesting way to hide a program that's running all the time without the admins figuring it out. We were given certain latitudes. They didn't elevate us up to god level characters automatically, but they did give us a hand up to make things more interesting quickly. Anyway, I chose the name Marv because at the time I was really into the Sin City comics, and if you ever watched a movie or read the comics, Marv is a very fun character to play when you have no conscience. He's basically I call him a barbarian in the classic film noir sense. He goes around and busts things up whenever he feels like it and gets away with it. So that's the kind of fun character to play. And because I took on that name so early, basically when the internet was just starting up, I pretty much tried to grab the name Marv whenever I could on any new thing for the internet. And oddly enough, there's always seemed to be somebody who's already taken that name before me. So I had to go and I didn't want to add numbers onto the name, so I just added on Mad Marv, just to make it a little more unique. But ever since then, I've been using that name for Twitter and Google Plus, and I'm not sure how many other places I've got accounts set up with this name. And I guess I should mention the avatar for Mad Marv. That was created by Len Peralta in one of his character drawings. You can commission work. I think Chuck may have had one of his works done for him before. When I first came to Dragon Con, that must have been in 2009, then was on a panel. It was Monster a Week drawing he was doing? Anyway, he was doing commissioned art, and I paid, the $30 or $40 for him to create a character. And all I gave him as a seed for his imagination was the name Mad Marv, but I spelled it out as though it were an acronym, and I wanted to see what he could do with it. And let me see if I can remember what the acronym was. Oh yeah, now I remember. MADMARV, Mostly Adorable Demon Magi and Resurrection Victim. And if you look at it's probably on the album art for this episode. It shows a blue demon with the little zombie being resurrected. And I thought that was cute, so I asked him if I could keep it and use it as my avatar on whatever social networks came up, and he agreed. And so I've been using that how many years now? Maybe 5 years or more. Before that, I was just ripping a copy of, or just a scan image of Marv from Frank Miller. So anyway, did I even talk about the movie yet? Not to give away any spoilers, but unless you have seen the first movie, or if you have read the comics, you're not going to be able to follow too well. This movie is very non-sequitur. It's like an anthology where they collect, how many storylines did they have going? I think only 3 storylines from different comics, and they just kind of blended them in together. They used common characters, so you could theoretically weave a story around them, but they should have been left as, you know, like a miniseries of TV episodes, I think. And you are going to be kind of lost to the background of each character because they didn't go too in-depth into the background of why the characters ended up the way they are. And every character in Sin City is dark and damaged. I guess that's supposed to be the attraction for this kind of film noir. What's the word for this? The film noir universe, I guess. Back in the day when Frank Miller was at his top peak, back in, I think, mid-80s, late-80s, him and Alan Moore, they kind of created a subgenre of comics, the grim and gritty subgenre, and everything that came after them seemed to be not as uplifting, I guess you could say. Even though, like Dark Knight Returns and Watchmen, they're very dark in their own way, but there always had to be a little, you know, silver lining to the cloud or a little glimmer of hope that was fanned throughout the story. Every grim and gritty copycat story that came after Watchmen and Dark Knight Returns never had that spark of hope. That's why, in my mind at least, all of them were just, I think someone, when I was reading up about it, someone called it the glum and gloomy instead of grim and gritty. But that's a little bit of what Sin City is like. It's all the dark parts of a say a 1930s or 40s detective movie, you know, era. I'm trying to remember what movie I'm thinking of, because I remember the old black and white days of film where everything was harsh shadows and everything was very, I want to say iconic, but I can't really express what idea was behind it back when, you know, I guess Sam Spade time, or I don't even know if he was a character from literature or was just a character from Maltese Falcon, but it does remind me of that, where all the characters are flawed and there aren't very many positive characters in there. So anyway, if you're kind of interested in going to a movie just for its, you know, destructive entertainment value, Sin City is the way to go if you don't really want to have the Transformers super destruction special effects. And I guess that'll do it for my spoiler-free review of Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.